What's up, party people? This is your DJ with the VJ. Welcome to Ridiculous Ramblings. I'm your host, Amy. Let's get to it. Happy Friday. I hope everyone has had a fantastic week. Now it's time to let your hair hang down and your bras hang up. Here's a little something that's been rattling around in my brain this week. The word abbreviation. A word that explains the shortening of a word is longer than the abbreviation of the word. Well, I mean, not in all cases. Only removing two letters out of a word, though, is just odd to me, but I digress. So I started thinking, when did the word abbreviation start? Who came up with it? Well, thanks to our good friends at Google, not endorsing the show, I found an answer. The term abbreviation comes from the late Latin word abbreviation. Sorry, I did not pass the Spanish class. And was first recorded in English between 1400 and 1450. The word abbreviation comes from the Latin word brevis, which ironically means short. The practice of using abbreviations has been around for a long time, with examples found in ancient Greek inscriptions, medieval manuscripts, and the Quran. However, the use of abbreviations became more common in the 19th century in English as a way to save time when writing or speaking. The 20th century's information explosion made abbreviations a common part of communication. So why didn't we keep it at brevis? Well, my dear listeners, the world may never know. But without abbreviations, it wouldn't have birthed acronyms. And BT dubs, what would our text and snaps be without them? ADK. So speaking of abbreviations, I have a background in the medical field, mostly in a front desk role and some billing office experience. BT dubs, shout out to all my medical peeps. Y'all are the real MVPs. From the front desk to the exam room walls, to all who answer calls, to all skit. I mean, you guys get the point. You guys are awesome. So anyways, speaking of abbreviations, since I've left that that medical field behind, I've seen some of the same abbreviations in the housing market and retail sales, but they mean totally different things. I will always giggle when I see FOB because my mind goes to poop. If you know, you know. Well, I think that does it for today. Wherever you're listening from, I hope you're doing well. Don't forget, if you want to drop a comment or a topic to discuss or just say, hey girl, hey, you can send me a message at ridiculousramblings@gmail.com. Until next time, ta-ta for now. Okay, love you. Bye! Well, I never been thought as pretty. Never been in that great a shape. In conversation, I ain't witty. I'm a highly functional basket case. Submedicating with amphetamines. Welcome back to Ridiculous Ramblings, loves. I'm your host, Amy. I hope everyone had a great weekend and great Thanksgiving, and you scored some sweet deals for Black Friday and Cyber Monday. I'm so excited for today's episode. Today we're talking about bumpin' uglies. Music, that is. Let me introduce y'all to Be Hard and the Uglies Nation. They're a band, not a brand. They don't have fans, they've got family. Although we're still huge fans. Let's get to it. A man with a guitar, music, and a message started playing bar gigs on I-95. That man, Brandon Hardesty, was chasing his dreams and decided to add a few more dreamers along the way, thus giving birth to Bumpin' Uglies. And the rest is history. Speaking of history, let's give a little on Bumpin' Uglies. They are an American punk reggae band, white boy reggae, hailing from Annapolis, Maryland. Bumpin' Uglies music falls under the ska category, and if you're not familiar with that genre, let me give you a brief description. Thanks to our good friends at Google, not endorsing the show. Ska is defined as a genre of music that originated in Jamaica in the late 1950s and is characterized by a combination of Caribbean rhythms, jazz, and American rhythm and blues. Ska was pioneered by the operators of mobile discos called sound systems, and was the dominant music genre in Jamaica in the early 60s. Ska has evolved over time with influences from punk, new wave, alternative rock, and more. It has had off and on mainstream popularity with a revival in the late 2010s. Ska is considered an important genre, especially in relation to this punk subculture. Now, I'm a fan of metal. I'm a metalhead at heart. But I was hooked the first time I heard that electric guitar whine and whisked me away to an island far away while I danced in my kitchen. I continued to listen throughout the rest of the day, hoping to be put back on island time. I continued to explore the BU music, and it later gave me something to vibe out to while I enjoyed a special treat all BU fans are familiar with. Wink, wink. It was a slow burn night with Be Hard and the boys. I mean, listen for yourself and tell me this isn't the best vibe.
It's a slow burn. Till it goes into an inferno. You make some wrong turns before you arrive at the high road. You gotta crawl before you fly. So hold your head up high. It's a slow burn. Burn slow. Before the oak, you got the sapling and the seed. Before you triumph, you will swallow a defeat. Truth be told, this is exactly what is needed. Work your fingers till they bleed. Pain is how the fire feeds. So keep your head up and don't let up off the grind. The passion that you sow will be harvested in time. It's easy to get lost up in the chaos while it's burning, but it ain't the destination, it's the journey. It's a slow.
Man, what a lyrical genius. Listen to that passion when he's singing. I also love how you can hear him smile as he sings Bad Decisions. If you listen close enough, you can't miss it. It always puts a big smile on my face. I used to work from home, and on Wednesdays we would have a Zoom meeting, and my boss would ask us if we wanted to share some music during the meeting. I shared my newfound love for the Uglies with the group. I had Slow Burn on a pretty heavy rotation, and John, hey John, being the coolest John I know, definitely agreed it was some good vibe music. There are just so many songs that I absolutely love. Like, for the longest time, my alarm was set to Florida Showers. My youngest daughter, Nora, she loves Florida Showers as well, and Island Time. She loves when Be Hard talks about his doggo snoring. But I'd have to say one of my absolute favorites is This Is Ours.
When I'm here with you, there's never anything to prove. Effortless and simple, loving you is easy. All you ask is to be held at night before you fall asleep. And no one else will have this. Cause no.
Man, that song just gets me in the feels every single time. You can tell that BU really is a band that loves music and loves their family of Uglies, and we love them right back with all of our little hot dog loving hearts. I've never seen such a beautiful group of souls that interacts with their fans, sorry, family, as much as BU does. If you're part of the Uglies Nation on Facebook, you know what I'm talking about. Brandon's Facebook Lives, where he plays some of our favorite BU tunes and talks about new music with BU and other artists, upcoming shows and reggae festivals, and oftentimes just what's going on in his life. It's like sitting and having a conversation with one of your best friends. I've seen so many times BU family reaching out in the Ugly Nations to new friends they made at a show, or making plans to connect with old friends and BU fam to split a room or offer their home to someone coming out for a show. Did I mention how awesome BU and the Uglies Nation are? You can tell BU really cares about everyone who's part of their tribe. You know B-Hard really loves you if he cracks a dad joke or sick burn on your comment, meme, or post in the Uglies Nation. Well, now that y'all know the boys, I'd like to take a minute and introduce you to Dawn, the lady behind the scenes and the merch, the mistress of managing mischief who gave me the green light to spotlight BU and their music. Dawn let me do a little Q&A with her via email. What a kick-ass lady, y'all. This woman was working on merch, Thanksgiving, and everything in between and still made time for a Q&A. But before we get to that, I'd like to give Dawn a special thanks for giving me this opportunity to highlight BU, their music, the Uglies Nation, and herself in today's episode. Now, ladies and gents, let's get to know the mother of the Uglies Nation, who wants us all to know that Uglies Nation are truly the nation's sickest fans, and they truly have no idea how much Dawn and them appreciate our support. And I've got to tell you, Dawn, we absolutely appreciate everything that you guys do for us in the Uglies Nation as well. All right, let's get to it. Dawn is a huge music junkie and has been all of her life. Dawn is married to Nick, and they've been together almost 12 years. While Dawn is a headbanger first and foremost, Nick turned her onto the reggae-adjacent scene. Dawn has one son who is 28 and a doodle named Odie. Hi, Odie! And when Dawn's not managing BU in the Uglies Nation, she works full-time as a controller for two car dealerships. Right on, girl. I love the bleh and headbanging, too. Throwing up the horns for you right now. Dawn, how did you land such a sweet gig with BU? I was doing a lot of promoting for Dirty Heads way back in the day, and Brandon hit me up and asked me to take a listen to the Sublime with No One EP, which wasn't actually released until the following year. And I instantly fell in love with all the songs on it, went back and listened to everything else he had put out, and became an instant fan, and felt like everyone I knew needed to hear these amazing songs too. Brandon asked me to help him run Uglies Nation, and 29,000 fans later, here we are. Brandon will tell you he asked Santa to send me to him for Christmas. Little did I know that job would also include managing Brandon's life. Now, I don't know if you guys remember MTV Cribs, but if that was still a thing, that's an episode I would absolutely love to see. And B-Hard, I know you asked Santa for Mike Tyson to pummel Jake Paul recently, but Santa bringing you Dawn is probably one of the best Christmas wishes so far. How has BU changed your life? I have met so many amazing people through their music that have become family. We have raised money for so many charities, and I hope have changed some lives along the way. What are some of your favorite BU moments from touring, fans, and shows? The first show I went to at the Saint in Asbury Park, where there were maybe about 10 of us total. The first time they got asked to play Reggae Rise Up in Florida, and flying from Connecticut for the Magic, Beast from the East, hitting number one on the iTunes charts when it was released. Seeing BU play the 930 Club in DC, the first weekend at Wolfie's, and not knowing what the fuck we were doing, but we not only did what we do, but we created this amazing annual musical festival that people would not miss no matter what they've got going on. People come for the festival. The music is a bonus. Now rebranded for 2025 as High Hopes Musical Festival. Meeting some lifelong friends along the way, getting to listen to new music as it is created from an idea to when it comes out on an album. 2025's album is a game changer. I'm so excited. I cannot wait to listen. What's your favorite BU song? Oh man, that is a really tough question. There are so many. I truly could not pick just one or even five. I feel you, girl. There are so many bangers, it's really hard to narrow it down. What are you most excited for your future with BU and the Uglies Nation? I'm super excited to see them continue to grow year over year, selling out shows and bringing the crowds to their musical sets. They're such a party. I love the growth we've had with the Uglies Nation from 800 people when I joined to almost 30,000 fans today. It is crazy that it is such a positive group with little to no drama and that we have so many spin-off groups, so there is something for everyone there. It is definitely a labor of love for me, and I truly have the best admins to help keep the wheels turning. Could not do it without them and could not do what we do with High Hopes Festival without our amazing volunteers. Thank you, Dawn, for letting me pick your brain. Now, as it was just mentioned and many times before, this is a labor of love. And from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank the whole BU crew for all you do. The music, the interactions, for being so involved with the Uglies Nations. Whenever y'all need us, just wave the Uglies banner and the nation will heed the call. Well, I think that about does it for today. I hope wherever you're listening from, you're doing well, and I hope I've inspired you to check out Bumpin' Uglies. Trust me, you won't regret it. Speaking of bumping things, I'd love it if you'd bump out an email with a comment, topic for discussion, or just a hey girl hey to ridiculousramblings@gmail.com. And remember, you're only under the influence if you're caught. Just kidding. Please drink and dab responsibly. Until next time, ta-ta for now. Okay, love you. Bye. Play us out, boys.
Cracking open the natty light, we're twisting another fatty tight, cause nothing tastes as good as that first hit. And working for money that's already spent on nights at the bar instead of the rent. A bender ain't a bender until you quit. And I can't see why we need to conform to the norm of what we are told to be. So we're making bad decisions, bad, bad decisions tonight. Whoa. Running amok and keeping it up until the morning's light.
Welcome back to Ridiculous Ramblings, loves. I'm your host, Amy. It's Friday! Woohoo! We were working for the weekend, and it's finally here. I hope you've all had a great week, hope your Christmas was great, and I hope your weekend is even better. Another busy weekend here in the Ridic household. Thursday, I was a guest on the Sippin' and Trippin' podcast. Sup, Desmond? Sippin' and Trippin' is available on YouTube. Y'all should check it out. Then, work tomorrow and a family Christmas party on Sunday. And holy cannoli, can y'all believe next week is the last week of 2024? Oh, the last of the short holiday work weeks. And then time to get back to business as usual. Another year is come and gone, but it was a good year and I'm looking forward to 2025. Good things are in store. I can feel it. And I'm so excited. Today is Friday. Friday is one of my favorite episodes because we get to listen to music. If you haven't noticed by now, I may slightly love music. I wanted a way to connect with my community and feature local artists and local bands. Over the past month since doing my podcast, I've met some really cool people and discovered some great music. If you're a local artist or a local band, or if you want to recommend some of your favorite local artists and local bands, let me know through the show's Facebook page, Ridiculous Ramblings, or the show's website, RidiculousRamblings.com. Now, let's get to it. The first band on the list today is Platypossum, founded by Noah Pulling. Noah's dad reached out through Facebook. He saw my post in the 574 Dozy Neighbors, where I had asked if there was anybody that wanted to, you know, be featured as a local artist, local band, or local business. And local, you know, artists, it doesn't have to be music. If you're listening and maybe you have like a craft store or you do paintings or something like that, I would absolutely be, you know, thrilled to host that on the show as well. I am planning on doing some video podcasts, so that would give a good opportunity to host some of your lovely artwork. So let me know. Hit me up. So Noah and his dad are really lovely people. I've had a chance to speak with both of them. And Noah's dad is so funny. He was like, hey, I saw your post. And then he started sending me like some information about Platypossum and about Noah and sent me a couple of clips of the music. So Noah, you got a really great dad. He's a great supporter of yours. And I am more than thrilled to get to dig into some Platypossum songs today. So I always ask my artists or my band, you know, can you guys give me like a brief bio about yourself? So this is what Noah sent in to me for the show. We started Platypossum with the goal of inspiring people to pick up an instrument, as well as bringing people closer together. We all started at a very young age, being inspired by many different artists and having influences around at such an early age. Music has been a part of us ever since. We pull from all kinds of influences to create one unique sound, a punk metal fusion, if you will. From all of us spanning from different backgrounds, we get to channel that diversity and bring in different sounds and styles to create our one sound. Hard rock, classic metal, pop punk, emo punk, modern rock. There's something for everybody, and we hope to bring everyone together with our music. Some of their favorite songs are Damp Hands, Lobster Monster. When I say lobster, you say monster. Lobster Monster. Can't Stop Me, Rolling Hills, Never Miss, I Thought of You Today, and White Tide. First up on our list, we are going to listen to I Thought of You Today.
I thought of you today, but that is nothing new. I think about you every day, I will tomorrow too. I think of you late at night, I often dream your name. All I have are memories, I'll never be the same. I carry you with me, I have since the start. Forever means forever, you'll always have my heart. Nothing is for certain, why are things so tough? Being here without you, man, it's really rough. I need you to tell me everything will be alright. I'm running from a voice calling out in the night. I need you to hold me through this. It's like you don't even care. I thought of you today and your beautiful smile. It's something that I haven't seen for quite a long while. The two of us used to be, you're so immature. I thought you were the one, I thought that was for sure. Well, nothing lasts forever with no guarantee. Left alone remembering what we used to be. Feels like just yesterday I won you with my charm. Sitting here in the dark with open empty arms. Tell me everything will be alright. I'm running from the voice calling out in the night. I need you to hold me through this. It's like you don't even care. Shattered again, shattered again. When I look into the only eyes that ever really knew me, looking back I start to see they only look right shattered through me. Shattered again, shattered again. It's gonna take some time to find my way back to me. If I cannot find it, I'll just settle for the new me. I think I haunt you too, you never seem to leave me. How do I get away? Wishing you were here with me, there's nothing left to take. Tell me everything will be alright. Hold me close and fade into the night. It's time for you to go, it'll be alright.
Goodbye.
It's like you don't care.
Goodbye.
It's like you don't care.
The first time I heard Platypossum when Noah's dad had reached out to me, I told him their sound reminds me very much of like a Blink 182 All-American Rejects. But as I listened further throughout their album called Resonant Evil, it does sound like they kind of have a good little mix. They have like your classic emo sound, but then they have like some classic rock. Some of them give a little bit of Kiss vibes. So they really do have a little bit of everything. So you should definitely check them out.
Next song that we're going to check out on our rotation from Platypossum is going to be Can't Stop Me.
Your touch, your warm embrace, but your malicious machinations I just can't erase. I've been to hell and back, trapped in my head. I called out for your help, then you left me for dead. Stumbling through the dark, can't find the light. All I wanted was to hear you say it's gonna be alright. It's not you that I want, I've been so blind. And now I can't seem to get you out of my mind. And I think I'm going crazy. Shackles broken from your labyrinth, you can't hold me down. Halo crumpled on your mantle, you can't stop me now. Strong enough to stand without you, you can't slow me down. I won't let you take me over, you can't stop me now. Love so black and white. Disregard those hollow feelings. It's not all wrong, we're all right. You dragged us through the mud just for the show. I could have saved this pain if I had just let go. Staggered by your words, forked silver tongue. Blind dedication touts, you'll always be the one. Longing for return, bewitched by some arcane. The truth, although it hurts, we can never pick it up again. Burns with renewed fervor, you can't cool me down. Burning through and spilling over, you can't stop me now. Strong enough to stand without you, you can't slow me down. I won't let you take me over, you can't stop me now. Beginning to think you'd haunt me for the rest of my days. Every night waking up alone in a cold sweat. To stand without you, you can't slow me down. I won't let you take me over, you can't stop me now. I'm the tide that drags you under, you can't slow me down. Ride the wave or fall asunder, you can't stop me now. I'm strong enough to stand without you, you can't slow me down. I won't let you take me over, you can't stop me now.
'Cause you can't stop me, baby!
I can't help but after listening to that, wanna listen to Kiss. I wanna rock and roll all night. Like I said, they really do have a little bit of everything for everyone. So their first song definitely gives off more like emo vibes. And the second song definitely gives off more classic rock vibes. So definitely, you know, they're undiscovered. They've got a pretty good following on YouTube. The link to their music is going to be listed in the podcast description, so you should check it out. That's what I love about music. There's diversity. There's something literally for everyone. Like, there's so many great groups out here in our own area. I can't wait for the summertime to come so we can start going to some festivals. Who knows? Maybe we can even do some live shows and do some random interviews while we're there. Definitely got some things, you know, in the mix coming up here for 2025. Like I said, very excited for not just myself, but for a lot of our local artists. Sounds like they've got some pretty great things in the mix here as well. All right, our very last song from our new friends, Platypossum. Hey guys, what's up? Is gonna be Never Miss.
Together from the age of 10, hanging after school, day out and day in. Together they'd spend the best of their lives, though we just couldn't tell what he felt from her eyes. First day of high school, both bright-eyed, she smiled at him, he caught her by surprise. As they drew closer in his journal he'd write, every evening before he'd whisper her a good night. Don't think I'll tell her, I don't think I can. I'll just enjoy time with the world's best friend. Last day of high school, put a peck on her cheek. She smiled at him and said, you're always so sweet. She whipped around, hopped in her boyfriend's car. She asked him to visit, campus wasn't too far. I don't think I'll tell her, I don't think I can. I'll just let her go like any other old friend. Good night. Call on a Sunday, his eyes lit up. She asked him a favor, what a stroke of good luck. The big day had come, she needs a lifetime friend. He stood at the service with the bridesmaids on the end. Don't think I'll tell her, I don't think I can. I wish the best for her with all that I am. Good night. Watching lives unfold. Her husband had passed and now her health waned too. She called out to him, he said, I'll always come through. He raced through the storm, this might be his last chance to tell her how he felt from that very first glance. Could ever express repressed feelings he held last. She stood at the service by the casket on stage, held her high school diary and read from the first page. I don't think I'll tell him, I don't think I can. I'll just enjoy time with the world's best friend. I'll wait for a signal as I keep him in sight. Until that day I'll whisper him a good.
I hope everyone has enjoyed listening to Platypossum as much as I have. I've been listening to their music for the past couple of weeks since Noah and his dad reached out through Facebook. Definitely a huge fan, I'm telling you. They've got a little bit of everything for everyone, whether you're in your emo phase, never grew out of your emo phase, or you're just a diehard classic rocker. Their sound definitely fits the ticket for just about everybody. They do have a YouTube page. They are available on Spotify. The link to their YouTube page is available in the show's description. So definitely, you know, reach out and show some Platypossum love. We're going to switch gears here now. We're going to go from our emo phase up to, you know, a little something with a little rhythm, with some rapping and some rhyming with one of our other featured artists, Mr. Jordan Chakes. Jordan is a fellow musician and a fellow coworker, and I asked Jordan, you know, hey, could you shoot me a little bio, kind of introduce yourself to everyone? So we're going to do a little short read through his bio, and then we'll stop and listen to one of his songs, and then we'll circle back to the bio. Jordan writes, "My name is Jordan Jacques, and I am an independent musician. I work full-time and write, record, and perform music on the weekends and around my work schedule. I've been making music since high school and have done it off and on since. I've always loved music, but it wasn't until then that I decided to step into that field myself. My dad played in a few bands when he was younger and toured across the country, so hearing stories and watching him play was always really interesting to me. That definitely sparked the start of me thinking that I could do something similar, which I have. I've played a lot of local shows and even gone on a couple of short tours across different parts of the country. There was a time in my life where I was playing shows full-time and didn't have another job. Unfortunately, things come up and, you know, life is life. So I had to find another means to help support the financial needs I have. The structure is actually nice, though, and it helps me schedule more time to work on music around my working hours. I have a home studio where I record everything. That's really awesome. That is one of my goals, is to have my own dedicated recording space instead of, you know, chilling at my dining room table or kicking my son out of his bedroom so I can use his computer. It would be nice to have that little solace. Kind of off topic here, I just saw a TikTok, I believe it was the other day. If you don't have space for your own recording studio, you don't have the money to make your own space for your own recording studio. They have this little thing that it looks like a box, basically. But you stick your head inside of the box and it's got a space for like your microphone, your laptop and everything. And it's soundproof and you can record in that. So who knows? You may just find me standing randomly in a corner of my house recording my podcast or recording a song. You never know. It's called Ridiculous for a reason, right? Our first song by Mr. Jordan Jacques is going to be Delirious.
I'm getting it going, I'm serious. It's 4 a.m. and I'm delirious, but still up recording, and I'm just hoarding, storing all these beats on my laptop, addicted to them like crack rock. But that's not what I'm on. I'm on YouTube to MP3, open up GarageBand to an empty screen. I can't wait to feel it. I've been feeling all the shit you busy stealing. I'm building up a living just to go and make a killing. But I'm on to that next wave, the next flow. You about to see my career hit that crescendo. Thinking back to playing Pokemon, I'm on Nintendo DS. They saying he next, we riding deeper than your V-neck. The fucking phoenix rising out the ashes. I don't gotta practice, if I want it I just have it, cause I go and take it. While you busy waiting, while I'm busy working, ain't no time, I can't explain it. I got 1,000 words up in this picture that I'm painting, and if a hater can't see it, I don't blame him none. I ain't make it quite yet, so I'm faking some. And if you feel like sending shots, then go and take you one.
Yeah, I said life will be real weird. Who can tell you that it ain't, baby? Yeah, grab the wheel and steer. Take control, leave fate, maybe. Yeah, I said life will be real weird. Who can tell you that it ain't, baby? Who can tell you that? Who can tell you that? Who can tell you? Who can tell you that it ain't, baby?
I'd be lying if I said I wasn't fortunate, but I'd be lying if I said I could afford to miss. Cause foreign whips can come last if it come fast. Usually it doesn't last for they bum ass. Sticking thumbtacks in they wall with a picture of me up underneath. They got my name across a long sleeve tee and hoodie and jeans, etc. with these. Let the haters only do it cause it ain't blow yet. But there ain't no stress cause I know I'm next. So just point to the check, please. I'm bringing something different, so just fucking listen. I ain't as big, but they wish to be in my position. You busy reminiscing me while all the rest are bitching. I'm still in college, so my dollars go to my tuition. Say you eating good, I see your food is for the pigeons. So maybe focus on yourself instead of how I'm living. If you ain't a homie, you ain't coming on an expedition. It's plain now, I'm undefeated in this exhibition. I won't forget the mission, I'm just extra missing. When I didn't have to work it, no fucks were given. Now I'm living differently, giving everything. Life gon' get what it can get for me. Always had epiphanies, and growing up and ripping beats and switching seats with different Grammy nominees, just so they can see a little clearer when I'm on the screen. But honestly, it ain't all about the accolades. I'm feeling good, yeah, no wonder why I'm lacking pay. I do it all, might just make me go and jack a tray. It's not six, but I'm blowing through a pack a day. It's so miraculous how I do it, ain't average. I'm half convinced to just say fuck it all and go and pack a spliff. But there's a bag to get, so you won't catch me acting stiff. I'm not
not an activist, they might just go and smack a bitch. I'm just kidding, nah, I was raised better. Spring the only time that she gon' get that Mayweather.
Oh my gosh, stop it.
Okay, I think I'm done. I'll just be here by the mic, straight recording, drinking rum and having fun.
Having fun?
Yeah, I'm having fun. If I can do it my whole life, then I look back and know I won. I'm having fun.
Having fun?
Yeah, bitch, I'm having fun. If I can do it my whole life, then I look back and know I won. Like,
yeah, I said life will be real weird. Who can tell you that it ain't, baby? Yeah, grab the wheel and steer. Take control, leave fate, maybe. Yeah, I said life will be real weird. Who can tell you that it ain't, baby? Who can tell you that? Who can tell you that? Who can tell you? Who can tell you that it ain't, baby?
You know, I was listening to the words of the song when you said that about opening up to GarageBand. So I'm using GarageBand. I'm pretty new to it. Might have to reach out to you for some tips there, because it sounds like you are absolutely killing it on GarageBand. Let's go back to Jordan's bio, where he mentions that his friend Kelby is a great engineer. So he mixes and masters all the songs that I like enough to release. I usually like to write at the studio setup, but the inspiration can really hit anywhere at any time. The notes app on my phone is almost always open for me to jot down ideas and lyrics that I think of throughout the day. I mainly find the beats I use on YouTube and then purchase the lease if I release the song, but I know a few producers that I work with as well on show days. I'm typically listening to the songs that I am going to perform to make sure I have them down as much as possible. I usually try to think of things that I'm going to say before, after, or in between songs as well. I have a very outgoing personality, and I don't hide it on stage, so talking to the audience is super important to me. I think it helps them feel more engaged and like an actual part of the show instead of just watching from a distance. No matter how much preparing I do, though, I like to just go with the flow of all of it and see where the show takes me. I like to do it that way because even if you've seen me perform the same songs multiple times, each show will be a different experience. I like that philosophy. I like that approach that you have to your music. It's very good. Keeps everything fresh. And definitely making the audience feel engaged is super important. I don't want to just sit there and like listen to the music. I mean, I like to sit there and listen and vibe out. But I also like to kind of feel like I'm incorporated in the show as well. It definitely makes for a good experience. So we're going to jump back into Mr. Jordan's music, and here we go. We are going to go with Blind.
I've been staring at the sun, going blind for way too long. Couldn't see the things that you would show to me, all the reasons that I'm wrong. I've been filling my lungs,
I've been filling my lungs
with all these toxic fumes. When I was weak, it occurred to me, what I need to breathe is you. Come and give me your love,
give me your love.
Come and give me your time,
give me your time.
Tell me, am I enough?
Baby,
let's
more
than I could give you everything you ever wanted. If you run in love, we re-up. This the type of love you only see up in the theater. Go and get refreshed at concessions that we'll meet up. It's like a sci-fi, they asking why would they believe us. Well, ask for them to decide. Yeah, yeah, it's only you on the mind. Yeah, and you've been running all over, mama. Did you get your steps in? Got my head turning in any and all directions. I can tell you that I'm sorry, but you already know this next bit. Like I've been staring at the sun, going blind for way too long. Couldn't see the things that you would show to me, all the reasons that I'm wrong. I've been feeling my lungs,
I've been feeling my lungs
with all these toxic fumes. When I was weak, it occurred to me that what I need to breathe is you. All I needed was you, and all you wanted was me. How'd I get so confused? I know I'm
supposed to be, I'm supposed to be. I just wanna tell you that I ain't here for this and that.
No.
I'm only here for you. And I wanna write you some so that when you listen back, you
know.
I'm only here for you. Baby, I ain't gonna lie, just a sentimental value. How you got me doing math in my head, just calculating all the time I've been wasting, just busy chasing, slow it down. What you help me do? I've been stressing over numbers when it's just us two. If I'm tripping, come and catch me like you always do. Cause it's easy going blind from this bird's eye view. I said it's easy going blind when you
staring at the sun.
Staring at the sun.
Going blind for way too long. Couldn't see the things that you would show to me. All the reasons that I'm wrong.
Honestly, one of the hardest parts for me doing the shows on Friday is there are so many great songs by all of the artists that are featured. I have such a hard time just narrowing it down. So I usually just listen to everything on repeat for at least about a week before I do the show. Everything that I've listened to so far of Jordan's and of Platypossum's, everything I have really found a way to connect to and a way to enjoy. And for me, that's the sign of a good artist. It's not just they just go with one direction only. They branch off and they have a little bit of something for everybody. So definitely congratulations. Great job, you guys. You're doing fantastic. Our last song that we're going to feature of Jordan's is called No Control.
I'm having feelings of uncertainty. I'm trying to make it and I feel like an emergency. I'm moving with some urgency. They tell me take a step back. That ain't never occurred to me. It may be what I need, maybe not. Maybe go, maybe stop. Maybe hold, maybe fall. Maybe bad. All I got, I need to make up my damn mind. Is racing, wasting all my time. Man, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of thinking life a 50-50 hit or miss. I'm sick of thinking all I need is getting filthy rich. I'm sick of saying that I'm fucking sick of all of this. Cause now I'm sure of myself. Now the only things I'm focused on are music and health. Cause I know that once I get it, what's to follow is wealth. I'm giving all of myself. I'ma do it till I'm gone. Hopefully it ain't soon, but I could be in the wrong place. Wrong time, but for now I'm all straight. You in good hands, baby. I ain't talking all state. Damn, okay. That's a little corny. I ain't even write it down. I just said it while recording. But now I got some shit to say. I think it's quite important. Ain't important any cause. Never fronting no shit. Try to make it out my town. It was never the ditch. I wasn't poor, but tell you certainly that I wasn't rich. Now I'm climbing up and taking everything I can get. So if you got it, I need it. I'm sick of begging and pleading for people to stay. Now I realize they in my way. Or they were, cause for sure they ain't in it today. I'm done letting people drain me. Protective of my energy. So I'ma know if you ain't who you pretend to be. Could be the same team, we not because they envy me. They coming at me, that's like the Little League at MLB. Just can't compare. Nah, cause I'ma blow and I know that they can take it there. It ain't about the fame or the money. It's about respect and who tryna take it from me. And who tryna step on me when they on their way up. But they just stepping on my toes. I'm above they pay cut. And this ain't about a person or a group, it's the industry. So stay in your lane and quit fucking bumping into me anyway. I like the shit that got some bounce. I like the girls that haven't really been around. I ain't talking about the world, well, you know what I'm saying. I stay in every day and working. All you doing is waiting. I'm still playing though and having so much fun. Everything I tried to tie saw it come undone. That's why I'm letting it go. And understanding I got no control.
No control, no control.
I got no control.
No control, no control.
I got no control. That's why I'm letting it go. And understanding I got no control.
At think that might be my new jam, Jordan. Well, I think that about does it for today. I want to thank Platypossum and Jordan for letting me feature their music on today's show. And to you, my loves, for tuning in and supporting the show and supporting our featured artists. I hope wherever you're listening from, you're doing well and you have a great weekend. Don't forget, if you'd like to suggest a local artist or band, or if you are a local artist or local band and would like to be featured on the show, you can reach out on the show's Facebook page, which is Ridiculous Ramblings, or at RidiculousRamblings.com. Until next time, ta-ta for now. Okay, love you. Bye! Welcome back to Ridiculous Ramblings, loves. I'm your host, Sammy. It's Friday! Woo woo! I hope everyone's had a great week and you have lots of fun things planned for the weekend. Or if you're just planning on staying home, that sounds even better, because who likes boob jail on the weekends, right? If you're just tuning in to the show for the first time, let me give you a little introduction to myself. My name's Amy, and I am a Midwest mama of three. I live in the great Hoosier State, and if you're not familiar with that term, that would be the state of Indiana. If you don't know where Indiana is, it's Notre Dame country. We love our corn. We love our sports. We love our NASCAR. America. We also dress in layers because you never know what the weather's going to be like. It got me thinking about all the things that are associated with the Midwest, and I may have wrote a little ditty. Allow me to play it for you. Ahem. Welcome to the Midwest. We have all four seasons in just one day. Don't wear just a sweater. At 2:30, there's gonna be a heat wave. Welcome to the Midwest. Flip-flops in 30 degrees. It was minus two yesterday. We just wanna enjoy the warm breeze. Welcome to the Midwest. We put mayonnaise in everything. Oh, let me scooch out your way. Welcome to the Midwest. We'll all say goodbye and talk for two more hours in the driveway. Welcome to the Midwest. Awkward smile and nod when you look our way. Welcome to the Midwest. If this is your first time tuning in, I hope after hearing that it's not your last time. It's Friday, you know what that means. It's time to shine the spotlight on a local artist or local band. Now let's get to it. Today's musical guest is none other than my former boss and the coolest John I know. While John is not a local from, you know, the Midwest or from Indiana, I'd like to start doing this feature a little bit differently. It doesn't have to be a local artist or a local musician. If you're just a musician starting out or a band starting out and you'd like to get your music out there, I am more than happy to accommodate. I will give you the information here towards the end of the show on where to submit that to. All right, back to it. As I mentioned, today's musical guest is my former boss, John. I met John when I worked from home, and let me tell you, hands down, best boss ever. John really cared about his team, always checking in on us and making sure our weekly Zoom meetings were both informative and inspiring. We would get down to business first, but then it was time to talk, listen to some music, maybe watch a comedy special, or maybe possibly watch one of our favorite movies. One of my favorite times is when we watched a Christmas movie and made a gingerbread house. Well, I mean, I tried making one, but alas, my poor gingerbread house looked more like a gingerbread shack. Ladies and gentlemen, allow me to introduce you to our musical guest, John. Sup, yo? John hails from the great state of Utah, where he produces his music under the name Sacred Crates. The link to John's Bandcamp page will be available in the episode's description if you'd like to check out some of his music. You definitely should. Not only is he a groovy dude, but he makes some pretty groovy beats. When John was 4 years old, he saw the music video for Tricky by Run DMC. And after that, he knew he wanted to make music. John recorded his first song when he was 7 and has recorded over 1,000 songs. First in our lineup, we're going to take a listen to Gardens in the Rain featuring Anna Hawthorne. See, what did I tell ya? Groovy beats, groovy dude. Next up, let's spin Lucid Schemes.
Thank you. loveliness filling my mind.
That beat is so chill. You should put it on the next time you don't want to be lucid. Wink, wink. Last up on our musical journey with John, aka Sacred Crates, is Hawaii, again featuring Miss Anna Hawthorne. Another great beat from Mr. Sacred Crates and the very talented Anna Hawthorne. I love the diversity of John's sound. A little bit of techno, a little bit of jazz, some R&B. He's got something for everyone. You should definitely check out his Bandcamp page and, you know, experience it for yourself. And hopefully in the next few weeks, you'll be able to check out a collab between yours truly and Peja. Super stoked about that, so stay tuned. You should also check out my new website, RidiculousRamblings.com. You can leave a comment, topic for discussion, or just a hey girl hey right there through the site. More of a Facebook fan? I've got you covered. Check me out at Ridiculous Ramblings. More old school? Holla at your girl at RidiculousRamblings@gmail.com. You want to hear your music featured on the show? Want to give a shout out or give someone else a shout out? You don't have to be a musical artist. Reach out. I'd love to say hey to you on the airwaves. Well, I think that about does it for today. I hope wherever you're listening from, you're doing well. And if you plan on visiting the Midwest, hopefully I've prepared you for the constant weather changes and our obsession with mayonnaise. I hope everyone has a fantastic weekend. Get ready for that next week. Ooh, we're getting closer and closer to Christmas. Before we end, I'd like to give a special thank you to John for letting me spotlight his many talents on today's show as well. John, sup yo. Keep it real, fam. Home slice. Until next time, ta-ta for now. Okay, love you.